The Dardans were commanded by Aeneas, whom ravishing Aphrodite had conceived under Anchises in the vales of Ida, lying, immortal, in a man's embrace. His co-commanders were Antenor's sons, both battle-wise, Archelochus and Acamas. Then those from Zelea, the lower slope of Ida, Trojans, men of means, who drank the waters of Aesepus dark and still, they served under Lycaon's shining son Pandarus, whom Apollo taught the bow. Adrastia's men, those of the hinterland of Apisus, Pityeia, the crag of Treria, all these Adrastus led with Amphius of the linen cuirass, both sons of Merops Percosius, the seer profoundest of all seers. He had refused to let them take the path of war, man-wasting war. But they were heedless of him, driven onward by dark powers of death. Then, too, came those who lived around Percote, at Praction, at Sestas and Abydus, and old Arisbe. Aeacus their captain, Aeacus Hyrtacides, who drove great sorrel horses from Celeus River. Hippothous led the tough Pelasgians from Larissa's rich ploughland, Hippothous and the young soldier Peleus, both sons of the Pelasgian Lethus Teutamides. Then Thracians from beyond the strait, all those whom Hella's rushing water bounded there, Acamas led, and the veteran Pyroes. Son of Trizenus Seades, Euphemus, led the Sicones from their distant shore. And those more distant archers, Peones, Pyrechmes led from Amydon, from Axius bemirroring all the plain. The Paphlagonians followed Pylaemenes, shaggy, great-hearted, from the wild mule country of the Anetae, men who held Sitorus and Sesamus, and had their famous homes on the Parthenius riverbanks, at Croma, Aegialus, and lofty Erythini. Audius and Epistrophus were captains of Halizones from Alibi, far eastward where the mines of silver are. The missions Cromus led, with Enemus, reader of bird flight. Signs in flurrying wings would never save him from the last dark wave when he went down before the battering hands of the great runner Achilles, in the river, with other Trojans slain. The Phrygians were under Phorcys and Ascanius, from distant Ascania, ready fighters. The Lydians, then, Meones, had for leaders Mestles and Antiphus. These were the sons born by Gygea Lake to Telemenes. They led men bred in vales under Mount Tmolus. Nastes commanded Carians in their own tongue, men of Miletus, Thyron's leafy ridge, Meandrus's rills, and peaks of Mycale. All these Amphimachus and Nastes led, Nemaion's shining children. Wearing gold, blithe as a girl, Nastes had gone to war, but gold would not avail the fool to save him from a bloody end. Achilles Aeacides would down him in the river, taking his golden ornaments for spoil. Sarpedon led the Lycians, with Glaucus from Lycia afar, from whirling Xanthos.